Good afternoon, Rangel. It is May the 6th and it's 4:48. This is your daily COVID update with City Manager Lisa Von Bargen and your Mayor, Steve Prasanka. First of all, just want to let folks know about some scheduling changes here. We are not going to be doing a daily COVID update anymore. We're going to go to three times a week. We just find that we're repeating a lot of the same news, and so things have sort of hit a status that we can maybe slow down on the updates a little bit. So there will be on Tuesday afternoons at 5:30 on KSTK, you can tune in and hear the city manager's update to the assembly. On Wednesday, we're going to make that our regular community update, which will be at 4:48, your regular COVID update. And then on Thursdays, again, there will be a city manager's update to the assembly, and you can hear everything on KSDK. So just changing things up a little bit. And then also just to let folks know that we, as of today, we're going to stop. I've been trying to, I think I went over 60 days of trying to just stick a little something on the community board on Facebook saying that there was no cases of COVID. I've made the decision that it's sort of turned into a venue for political debate. And although that's a great thing, I just felt responsible for monitoring that and staying on top of it. And I think it's just easier if we go to having folks going to Wrangell.com, to the front page of Wrangell.com, and you'll find a COVID page there. And on that page, we will post our update. If there is any cases in town, we will post it there. And you'll be able to see it as well. I encourage everyone to sign up for Nixel, and you can do that by contacting Kim Lane for some details, or also, I believe on the website, there's details for signing up for Nixel. And that will mean that you will get a text message or an email from the city if there's something very important going on. So for example, the other night we had a silver alert, which is a missing senior. And we were able to push that out to the whole community that's on Nixel and see it. So it's a great way for us to communicate. But we will also, of course, be posting that on our website if we do get a case, and on our Facebook page, and basically utilizing our two media sources here in town, KSTK Radio and our newspaper, Wrangell Sentinel, would both have that information as well. And I just know how Wrangell works. My guess is before Lisa and I even know, somehow the community seems to know these things. So be looking, if you're interested in knowing the status, you can go to those places. So thank you. And that's just a little status update there. The next thing, Lisa, we were going to chat about the changes, or what I want to chat about first is the changes with the recreation and traveling, and there seems to be some confusion about planes, and can I go travel up to Anchorage and hit a wedding and then fly back down? And it says under recreation that you can go by plane to do things. Can you maybe explain to everybody what that actually looks like and what the intent of the state is there, please?
Sure, Mr. Mayor. My understanding from our folks that attend the EOC briefings, the Emergency Operations Center briefings at the statewide level, is that the statewide travel mandate that restricts intrastate travel in between Alaskan communities, has been lifted for the road system. It has not been lifted for travel between communities that are not on the road system. So if you are planning to travel for something that is non-critical at this time, the travel ban is still in place and you are technically not allowed to travel by airplane or by boat to do something that is non-critical. So that's the update we got today from the state of Alaska. So we're just passing that on to everyone. And that I know that the attachments to Mandate 16 have been very confusing. They have been for us as well. And so that's the latest we have. We do know that there will be an update coming out from the governor's office on Friday, and we're waiting to see what that will be. But as of now, the intrastate travel ban for anything less than critical, either workforce infrastructure or critical personal travel, is still in effect for those of us that are not on the road system.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. I think that was really confusing for some folks. And then it's exciting. We're getting things open back up. Businesses are opening. It's spring and we're able to go down and buy some plants from the stores and do gardening and get out, and it's wonderful. And I know that even it sounds like further restrictions are going to be removed this Friday that will open up the community even further. And we've just heard some grumblings about that, but it's very exciting, and it's nice to have these restrictions lifted and some ability to move throughout the community and do some shopping and visiting and so on. But I think there's a message that we have to get to everyone, is that the only reason these restrictions are because we have done such a great job on the front end of keeping the virus at bay and not having it come into our community. Or really, if you look at it, really Alaska has dodged it for the most part. We've done an excellent job as a state. And my hat goes off to our governor for early intervention and getting things locked down in a way that prevented it from spreading. But if we have it come back and there's a bounce, the governor is going to go and take away some of the very things that we just had the right to go back and do. And that worries me. So Lisa, can you just go over some of the basic principles that we're asking people to do? There's no law there. You can do what you want, but some of the basic things that we're asking folks to do to help stop the spread in the community.
Certainly, Mr. Mayor. The chief medical officer for the state, Dr. Zink, has been very, very vocal in the governor's press briefings about how important it is that we continue to maintain our personal hygiene and our distancing. And so it's still very important, even as we get out and interact with our businesses and are starting to get back to normal to the maximum degree possible, that we are social distancing, that you're keeping a 6-foot separation from other people, and that you're wearing masks. Really, that is it's an important thing to do because it protects others from you. We know that the virus spreads through moisture droplets coming from people sneezing and coughing and even talking. And so having a mask on keeps the other people around you safe, and it only keeps you safe if other people are doing the same thing. And as people are going into businesses around town, those employees are required to have masks on in these open businesses. And so it's really common courtesy for people, customers going in, to have a mask on to keep the employees safe as well when you are patronizing those businesses. So we really encourage people to do that and continue the hand washing and the hand sanitizing and all of these things that we've been doing. That's really going to keep us successful, because we want to be able to move to the next level of reopening. That's the goal here, is to get to the next level. And the only way that we do that is continued personal responsibility with regard to hygiene and these safe protocols we've all been doing for the last several weeks.
That for sure. And at the end of the day, we all want to get back to normal, and that's really the end goal here for everybody. Nobody enjoys being on lockdown. Nobody. Nobody wants to be sick either. So let's just show a great deal of respect for each other and maintain the distance and follow the guidelines that have been put out by the state. I think they're excellent, and we'll keep pushing forward. So go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, thank you. If I could, I'd just like to quickly remind folks that several city offices opened for business to the public today. We've been open for business all this time, but we're now open to the public. That includes City Hall, Wrangell Municipal Light and Power, the landfill, of course, the Harbor Office, police at dispatch, and the Capitol Facilities offices. So and you may notice some differences there with some protective measures in place, and we are asking folks to wear a mask anytime you come into a city facility, but if you don't have one, masks are being provided.
Fantastic. And then one of the last things, there were some questions last week about assembly meetings being held in public again, and I am doing some looking into that to see if that can be done safely, and if it can, of course we will, but if it can't be done safely, then we will hold off until it is safe to do it. But thank you so much, Wrangell. Keep up the good work, and know that we're working hard for you. And we'll talk to you, or the city manager will talk to you tomorrow night at 5:30.